Vietnamese-born photographer Binh Dinh uses the power of the sun to print pictures on leaves. At a recent exhibit in San Francisco, visitors couldn't quite believe their eyes.
So how does he develop it?
In the sun.
Are you kidding? Really? Wow. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this.
God, they're beautiful. They're so delicate.
I'm trying to figure out where the photograph is and what is actually a leaf.
Binh Dinh's approach to photography is as unusual as some of the images he puts on leaves, pictures from the Vietnam War. NPR's Ketzel Levine visited the young artist at his home in San Jose, where he uses light to explore his family's past.
Binh Dinh was in fifth grade on a class camping trip when he took his first picture of a redwood tree. But it wasn't until he was a teenager doing yard work that he found art in the natural world.
As the youngest person in the family, I always had to take care of the lawn. And one day there was a water hose placed on this lawn, and I picked it up and I saw a white spiral. And I knew where the water hose was placed, it stopped sunlight from reaching that part of the lawn.
Starved of chlorophyll, the grass beneath the hose was a bleached-out serpentine stain. Rather than panic that the grass was ruined, Binh reveled in the effect. He laid down more hose, now in deliberate patterns, and used paint cans to create circles in the grass. His father finally stopped him, but not for long. Binh Dinh was drawing with light. Once in college, majoring in fine arts, he refined his tools. Instead of a lawn, he used a leaf, and in place of a hose, he used a photographic negative. The image he printed on his first leaf was a family portrait.
Because when we came to this country, we didn't have any photographs with us, you know, and I noticed every time I go to my friend's house, they show me photographs of their great-grandparents and historical family artifacts. So I didn't have that history.
Binh was barely a year old when his family of six fled Vietnam. The year was 1978. They made their escape in the bottom of a fishing boat crammed with refugees. Binh Dinh has no memory of his family's exodus, but Vietnam is a vivid place for him now. He traveled there 3 years ago looking for family stories outside the context of war.
But it was so hard to get the war part out of your mind because so much of the war is still there. It's still part of the landscape.
Bomb craters had become rice paddies, tanks decayed in the center of towns. The landscape held memory and the leaves bore witness, an idea as essential as sunlight to Binh Dinh's art. The war images he prints on leaves are taken from magazines and online sources. A woman, screaming, fallen to her knees, her arms cradling a child. Two children, hugging and hunched, as if poised for a blow. The sense of place and immediacy is enhanced by Binh Dinh's choice of foliage, picked from plants growing in his first lab, the family front yard.
I use a lot of just a flat, nice, big tropical leaves.
Like a philodendron or something?
Yeah, like a philodendron. Mm-hmm. And I love them when they're eaten away by snails, because I love these little holes that the snail left, you know?
Leaf in hand, he settled on one of the neighbor's giant, unmarred nasturtiums. Binh Dinh heads into the house and down to the small studio his father built for him, adjacent to the garage.
So this is how I pretty much make one of these. I have a leaf.
Stolen from the neighbor.
Stolen from the neighbor. And then I fill a bag up with water, a plastic bag up with water. Tie that around the stem of the nasturtium leaf.
He does that so the leaf doesn't dry out. He places the leaf on top of a felt-covered base, places a negative of a Buddha directly on the leaf, and clips a piece of glass on top.
And then now it's ready to bake in the sun.
It cooks on the patio roof maybe 2 to 3 weeks. If the chlorophyll print appeals to him, whether sharply focused or eerily vague, he'll preserve the leaf in resin. The image of the Buddha on a circular nasturtium suggests an infinite serene world. On another leaf, armed soldiers crouched in calla lily foliage appear to be both predator and prey. And hanging on his wall, an aching portrait of a Vietnamese boy is held in the palm of a philodendron.
Yeah, you know, and I wonder, you know, all those little kids during the Vietnam era and how they got separated from their family when all these chaos was happening. And I think about myself a lot too, or my brother who was probably around this age, and what they experienced. And
little 6-year-old boy maybe.
Yes, yes.
Bindon's poignant and innovative pieces have been noticed. At 25, he is one of the youngest artists ever invited into Stanford University's Master of Fine Arts program. His advisor, Joe Levick, was struck by Bindon's use of photosynthesis.
It's very related to how photography was invented, because, you know, photography just means, you know, writing with light or drawing with light. And once you understand that light can do the action of drawing itself without the human hand being involved, you know, at least conceptually, you've invented photography. I think Bin noticed that, and he put it all together.
At least that's what Bindon hopes to do with his art. Take a tumultuous political history, a dramatic family exodus, and put it all together with a young man's expansive heart.
My father's generation, a lot of them are still really bitter about what happened to the war. That they felt they lost the war, the South Vietnamese government lost the war. And they blame it a lot on the Americans, and they also blame themselves a lot. But I think it's time to stop blaming ourselves and each other and just start learning from this history, learning what we can take from it.
Bindon has yet to do a self-portrait, but he's got this idea of burning an impression of his own silhouette by lying on a giant banana leaf. Just one problem, which he admits may be insurmountable. It could take a month to sear his shape in white on green. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
To see Bindon's photographs, visit Ketzel's website, Talking Plants, at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.